Blog Talk Radio.
Dreaming of belly dances and you're losing your country. I know what you're trying to imagine. You're trying to imagine how beautiful Alabina is. She sings in many languages. She sings in Arabic. She probably sings in Farsi. She sings in French, as you just heard. She sings in Spanish. I don't know if she sings in English. But you know who has a big French influence in the Middle East besides Lebanon? Iran. Do you know how you say thank you in Farsi? Merci. And tonight they're announcing that the Iranians are going to send a ship 3 miles off the coast of New York. I want to see that. I want to see that. We'll all get to look and see how well our admirals do. Yes, I want to know. I want to see all the decisions that will have to be made. How do you sink that ship? When do you sink it? Do you sink it before it gets here? Well, you know, it could be a peace ship. Well, how about we check for pieces at the bottom of the sea? We're all in trouble, folks. We're losing our country by the minute, by the millisecond. As my buddy would say, we're all up the fat lady's burka. Now, let's see what kind of news we can talk about tonight. I put out a survey. All right, and if you want to do the survey, just make a note of what I'm going to tell you here, and you could send it to me at abutom@aol.com, abutom@aol.com, and the survey question is: do you trust the media? Do you trust the media? And taking a while to come down here. Okay, we're not wasting any time. We'll try it one more time, and if it doesn't pop up, then I'll save it for later. Okay, I'll tell you about the survey later. Do you trust the media? We'll do, and I have questions. Which media do you trust? You know, the paper media versus and the TV media. And you can send some comments, and you can send them to the email address that I just gave you. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to do the survey. Just put your feelings in about the media that has us by the shorts. The Tea Party, my email address, I'll give it to you one more time. abutom@aol.com. abutom@aol.com. And you might be wondering, how come this guy sounds American and he uses an Arab name? Because when I deal with crazies, if they think I'm an Arab, they're afraid they may get a bomb in the house. It keeps the crazies away, unless they're super crazy. Then they want to join me. And speaking of joining the Tea Party, my friend was on tonight, Aaron Klein. This is the only guy that's fighting for America, and he's fighting all the way from Israel. And he was talking about the Tea Party and how the Tea Party is getting dormant. And Tea Party people called in and said, we're not dormant. They say, my excuse is, I say, no, we're not getting dormant. We're just taking a nap. And the Tea Party, from what I've learned, and I'm not an expert on it, but from what I've learned is everybody does their own thing, and then they come together for major issues, but they don't influence, they don't have any titular heads, and they don't have any cadre like the communists do. But they've been labeled a communist by the communists, and people are now afraid that to be associated with them. It's just like the people that are afraid to say the word communist. They don't say it because they've been muzzled, and that's when they lost their country. So to the Tea Party people out there tonight, Abu Tom, the American fundamentalist, has his own party. I didn't want to be lumped in with the Democrats, definitely never the Demo Camos, the party of death, I call it. And by the way, the body count on abortions is 54 million as of tonight. How's that? We've wiped out one-sixth of the American population. Aren't you proud? Oh, man, Hitler would be kicking his heels up. He would love to meet us. How did you do it? You people, how did you do it? What did you do? Huh? You no camps, nothing. You did it. You're a success. So that's why I didn't want to be lump myself in as a Tea Party member, because if I do anything wrong or somebody comes after me, I want to be a standalone all-American good guy. So, and I don't drag anybody down with me. So I have my own party. It's called the Spirit of America Party, and I'm the only member. And sometimes I kick myself out, but then I bring myself right back. And I have a book called The Spirit of America Party Book. And I have a radio show, which you're now listening to. It's The Spirit of America Party Radio Show. And we mix it up. We're very patriotic. We love the troops. We love God. We love the country. We love kids. We don't like to kill them. And there's a party called the Demo Camo Party, formerly the Democrats, formerly the Democrats, who like to kill kids and burn American flags. And they have to be destroyed before they destroy us. And they are now the new North American Communist Party. And that's them. And if you want me to name names, I can. But you know what? They're in Chapter 3 of my book, Flag Burners of Record. 48 senators voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. 80% of those flag burners vote to kill kids full term. Barbara Boxer should do a live demonstration on what partial birth abortion really is. She should have a doll and she can put the scissors in the back of the girl's head and then crush the skull, and then she can vacuum it out, you know, and explain that it's a woman's right to choose as she gives us a few singiles. Oh, and smoking. Just for that, we're going to ban smoking. They're killing kids, but they're banning smoking. Yeah. No, smoking is no good for you, but, man, give me a break. A whole generation used to smoke 2 packs a day, and they're going to live longer than us. Yeah, they might cough a little, but they're going to live longer than us because we're all sucking weed, holding it in our lungs, rolling around on the floor, and coating our lungs with black tar. Yeah, and doing black tar heroin and cocaine. You were wonderful. We've got the South America working overtime just to keep us high. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. Isn't that cheerful? Huh? 1 out of 2 college kids can't find a job. Those kids are going to be in the basement of their houses, of their parents' houses, until they're at least 40. Yeah, unbelievable. I hope they pay room and board at least. So the Tea Party needs a legal immigration policy that is short and sweet. Tea Party needs to promote Rosetta Stone. You know Rosetta Stone? Spanish to English. Tea Party needs to double in size in 90 days. And that means you got to convert your family. Don't go out and wave banners and flags and impress somebody that's watching in another state. You sit down with your family and you pick out the one that you know is voting for Obama and you beg them not to do it. Beg them not to kill dad. Please don't kill dad. So that's my advice. You want to increase the membership of the Tea Party or you want to get an extra vote against Obama, look to your own family first. Because chances are half of them are anti-Tea Party. Now, we have a question here. Who are the 76 socialists? They want me to download the report. I don't want to do that. Downloads take too long. But Alan West named them. And they're out there. You can. Dennis Kucinich is one, if you want to know. If you go to the Socialist Party website, they'll probably tell you who they are. I bet you if you look them up. So let's see what else we got. The Chinese. What's this here about the Chinese? You want me to sing you happy birthday in Chinese? I learned it today. Zunu shengri kwa la. Zunu shengri kwa la. Zunu shengri kwa la. Zunu yong yang kwa la. It was a relative's birthday. We took him to a Chinese restaurant, and I asked the Chinese guys to sing happy birthday in Chinese. They refused to do it. They would only sing it in English, so I sang it in Chinese. Life is a bowl of cherries. John DeMonkey Show. Ooh. That's a whole bit, the John DeMonkey Show.
Some night I'll play it for you. You know who John DeMonkey is? That's John Stewart.
He's one of those Americans that hates his country, called Harry Truman a murderer. Yeah, John DeMonkey. Oh, yeah, he was on the front lines. He dragged the guy back that was lost a leg. Oh, yeah, he carried him on his shoulder. He took 2 bullets, John. Yeah, sure he did. Yeah, he doesn't even take suppositories, which he needs badly. Unbelievable. Not a fair photo. You want to hear what that's about? We can go back to music anytime you get tired of me. Don't worry about it. You want to see 3 fair photos? You want to see why Obama is protecting Syria? Is anybody checking the recent alleged surge in Dennis Kucinich's bank account? Is taking Saudi Rial's insider tradering protected by the Congress? My friends, how can we watch these Wall Street whizzes play all kinds of insider games, and when they get caught, if they get caught, have to do time in jail? But your House and your Senate can do inside trading on all the stocks on Wall Street and get away with it. Now, you know, every day they pass laws for one thing or another. And the laws that they pass benefit or hurt companies. And the ones that they benefit, those companies' shares of stock go up. And these congressmen and senators are running out and buying stocks on the companies they know tomorrow will increase in value anywhere from 10% to 100%. And that's called insider trading. and they get away with it. You know why they get away with it? Because they passed a law that says we can do anything we want. I'm looking at a picture of Trayvon Martin, and he's a happy-go-lucky kid. He's probably about 12 years old. And right next to him is a picture of Zimmerman, the Latino, who was labeled the white man. Well, to me, Latinos are white men. As a matter of fact, to me, everybody's a white man. So anyway, they got a picture of Zimmerman, and he happened to have on an orange shirt. And when they took the headshot, they make the orange shirt look like a jumpsuit. And did you see when they brought him into court in a suit and he had chains and leg shackles? That was unnecessary. That's convicting him in the media. There he is, the criminal. But what they ought to do is take Trayvon's picture and put it next to Zimmerman's picture when Zimmerman was 12. And then you're comparing apples to apples. Or you could take Trayvon's picture when Trayvon is 6'3" and playing football and pumping iron, and you could put it next to Zimmerman's recent picture, and then that would be apples to apples. So this was not Martin now, I say, looking at his picture, yet it was Zimmerman now. How about we get the latest photo of Martin or Zimmerman at the same age in Martin's photo? And the media did this to incite racial violence. This has been a racial setup, but I got to tell you what's coming. Race riots are coming, and communist-inspired riots are coming, and professional rioters are going to be placed throughout the land, and it's going to start on May Day, and it's going to be Occupy Wall Street, and which is a complete communist organization. And they are going to create havoc, and they are planning violence. And that means anything from smacking a cop in the head to throwing a Molotov cocktail at a horse. Okay? They labeled Zimmerman a white man to raise the possibility of a race riot. Race riots sell papers. If I put the caption, illegal immigrant kills black kid, next to Zimmerman's picture, everybody would buy it because Zimmerman does look like a Latino, a Mexican. As a matter of fact, they caught a Mexican the other day, and he looked doing something illegal and like committing a crime, and he looked just like Zimmerman. So, let me see. If I put the caption, illegal immigrant kills black kid next to Zimmerman's picture, everybody would buy it. The truth is, they are both Americans and deserve American justice, not street media race riot provocation. And then I say, if you want to see three fair photos, you want to see why Obama is protecting Syria, go to my website, the www.mediacrapmatters.us. Scroll down to the pictures on the bottom. It's Nancy Pelosi sitting in an Ottoman chair around an Ottoman table in Syria with Bashar al-Assad and Senator Bill Bayonet the Babies Nelson, burn the flag, the astronaut with two S's. He's there sitting with Bashar al-Assad at a different visit. He prepared the way for Nancy. And then there's Kami Kucinich sitting there with Bashar al-Assad. And Kami Kucinich just on the Congress floor this week endorsed CARE, and somebody ought to check his bank account to see if it got fat, or maybe it's delayed payments. And is anybody checking the recent alleged surge in Dennis Kucinich's bank account? And is taking Saudi rials inside a trade ring protected by the Congress? How terrible, huh? What are we doing? We got a nation that's going into the crapper. The crapper. Did you know the toilet was invented by a guy named John Crapper? Things to do today. What's that going to say? Let's see what it says. Things to do today. Get rid of General Allen in Afghanistan. He hurts the troops. Marine Brass, you better get your act together or face courts martial. Was he in charge when the 22 Navy SEALs were killed in a setup? If he was, he should be tried for inefficiency and lack of leadership. The first time I heard this bird, he was salamu alaikuming the Taliban, apologizing for burned Korans. How that info got out is his watch, his fault. Admiral Lemon was no warrior either. Sissy Pants will be remembered for introducing the congressional earrings of honor. The military now has a virus of drug, sex, and belly rolls. 75% of the troops serving are out of shape. There have been episodes of prostitution in the barracks. America is not ready for war. The skeleton crew of freedom is getting smaller. And we're minus 22 great Navy SEALs who didn't have to die. And I did a little follow-up list. I'm trying to find GIs that are familiar with the situation and get their gut feeling. And a lot of that stuff is hard to find. But you can get the cover-up stories from CBS and and Reuters and Associated Presslings. But the one thing that I noticed, the one newspaper came out and said that the initial story that there were Rangers pinned down was a lie. Those SEALs were just sent to do a regular action, and there was no reason to send them. They could have sent anybody. And it was according to the majority of the press, it was a rocket launched grenade. You know, that's fired off a rifle that took them down. And you know what? They're not going to make a movie about that because Obama's too busy posing for I Got Bin Laden photos. He got Bin Laden photos and he didn't lose a SEAL, but he lost 22 SEALs and then nobody knows about it. And I say it's not fair. There should be a wide open investigation. So the skeleton crew of freedom is getting smaller and being legislated to death. When a fighting general is relieved because he got under a draft dodger's skin, you know the U.S. military suffers from fight-back polio. Just because there is no draft does not mean you're not a draft dodger. Do nothing and watch America implode. If you thought that 250 years of slavery was a shame, wait till the whole country is doing 700 years of slavery. And if you don't think that can happen, ask the Irish. They'll tell you all about it. So, and then we have another article here saying, saying illegal is a hate crime. The communists are robbing letters out of the alphabet. The F word, it used to be the one that described a sexual intercourse. Now, the F word that is banned is the one that describes a person who is not as manly as another person. You can't say the word faggot. Yet, in my grammar school autograph book, everybody called me a faggot. So I'm grandfathered, and I'm proud I'm a faggot. And I've been bullied, and I miss being bullied. So saying illegal is a hate crime. They're going to turn this country into a nation of wimps and wusses, and when the throat cutters come, we're all going to be crying like little babies. I used to describe a guy that I didn't like as he's like an old little old woman, and my wife used to say, "No, he's not. He's a little old man." And she was right. She was right, because some women are a lot tougher than men. But I just hope that they don't use them to the point to achieve a political victory for the Communist Party and make us do things that we regret. I don't know what the heck that is. A woman uses her Louboutins to attack a man? I have no idea what that is. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to go back and give you a tune. Let me see if I can find a tune for you. This is terrible. Absolutely terrible. They do this to me all the time, those communists. I'm surrounded by communists. Everybody thinks, as soon as you say the word communist, the first label that they put on you is Joe McCarthy. You're the same as Joe McCarthy. In yet another case of Orwellian political correctness run amok, a video posted at moveon.org. I had a website that I was looking for somebody to participate with me on. It was called moveaway.org. And moveon.org, that's George Soros, says calling illegal immigrants illegal fits the definition of a hate crime and calls for the word to be banned. How about we substitute illegal to invader? Illegal invader. Yeah. One word we hear too often on Fox News. See, they're trying to regulate Fox News. They got Fox News on the run. They're eliminating all. They're going to eliminate all talk show, conservative talk shows by Red October. They've already gotten Steve Malzberg. They've gotten Glenn Beck. They've shortened Mike Savage's hours. And then right after the first half hour of Mike Savage, they go to 15 minutes of NBC News. And 15 minutes of NBC News is undoes everything that Mike was talking about. So when Mike comes back at 7, they do 5 minutes of news again, and then they get him on the half hour. So poor Mike is. I think I got it here. I almost found it. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, okay. We're going to have a tune for you. Lucky you. But then we'll go back to some stuff here. You're making me work too hard for this, guys. We'll do a little Cal Jada. Cal Jada. I try to keep the music to 2 minutes. Okay, let me see what else we got here. Wow, a lot of guys sending me emails. Oh, here's one. Iranian pastor. Oh, this is this guy in Iran. they got one a minister down in Florida somewhere, and every time something is done to a Christian, he threatens to burn a Quran, and all of the birds around here, they go crazy. They go running around trying to stop him, getting injunctions and saying bad things about him. And he don't care, man. I'm going to burn this Quran if they don't do anything. Iranian pastor Nardakhani nears 1,000 days in prison. Earlier this month, Youssef Nardakhani celebrated his 35th birthday in the prison cell where he awaits execution for the crime of apostasy. Which they'll do this when they get Sharia law here, too. I can see O'Reilly on the gallows now. Unbelievable. Air Force to remove requirement for hotel Bibles. Yeah, the country is going down, man. They're going to take your God away. They're going to take your 401k. They're going to take everything, man. You're going to be left with nothing. You'll be lucky if the culottes take you in the Ukraine. Yep. South Sudanese Christians trapped in hostile North. Tensions have turned into military combat on the South Sudan border. And Islams have threatened to seize a Bible school in Khartoum. Did you ever see the movie Gordon from Khartoum when the Mahdi came? And he ends up, was played by Charlton Heston, who Hollywood hated because he was a God and countryman. Yeah. Christian student group told to eliminate personal commitment to Jesus and bylaws. A Christian student group at Vanderbilt, it seems like Vanderbilt went rogue. They went Antichrist, and I hear people now saying, "Get out of there! Get the Christians, get out of there! It's not for you. Go build your own church." And speaking of churches, the cross out in the Mojave Desert, they had to, the veterans and the Christians who erected the cross had to trade 5 acres of land in order to they traded 5 acres of land with the government. They get, in other words, let us keep the cemetery. They turned the cemetery into a private cemetery so that the government wouldn't cut the cross down. Been there for like about 60, 70 years. And that's it, man. The cross is now the enemy of the country, and the ACLU has superseded the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the second highest court in the land. The ACLU is the first. And every day you lose another freedom, and every day you become a slave. You're a tax slave. I had a guy tell me 70% of his salary goes to some form of tax. He's living on 30% of what he makes. How about you? How much you living on? And you want to know something? Tomorrow you could cut all government in half at every level and you wouldn't miss it and nobody would know what they were doing. What were they doing that we don't need them anymore? Dear Patriots, I want to thank everyone who called and gave suggestions on what we need to do to take back America. Pretty soon, the only way you're going to take it back is you're going to have to lock and load. Another way to kill U.S. farmers is seize their bank accounts on phony charges. Monsanto's Food and Drug Administration, that's what the guy calls it. In other words, Monsanto controls the Food and Drug Administration, can't close down small dairies and privatize food clubs fast enough, bursting on the scene with guns drawn as if the criminalized right to contract for natural foods we've consumed for millennia deserves SWAT attention. Now Obama has the Department of Justice going after small farmers under the post 911 Bank Secrecy Act, which makes it a crime to deposit less than $10,000 when you earned more than that. The level we deposited was what it was, and it was about the same every week, Randy Sowers told Frederick News. The Sowers own and run South Mountain Creamery in Middleton, Maryland. Well, he's in Maryland. He's in trouble right there. The government in Maryland is anti-American. Admittedly, when the Sowers, they send flag burners, they have to be. They send flag burners to
to the Senate and to the House, and they send baby killers. Yes, we've got to learn to say baby killers when you're talking about a woman's right to choose. Yeah. And why is it it's always the men that are campaigning for the women to kill the kids? What is that all about? How about we remove a Chuck Schumer spleen? Yeah. We do a partial birth abortion on Chuck Schumer's liver. Admittedly, when the sowers earned over $10,000, Chuck says with a Gestapo smile on his face, Roe versus Wade is settled law. We got over on you once, and you're not getting a second chance. Whatever happened to that woman? She recanted, right? She went Christian. When the sowers earned over $10,000 in February and learned they have to fill out paperwork at the bank for such large deposits, they simply rolled the deposits over to keep them below the none of your fucking business account amount, rather than waste time on bureaucratic red tape aimed at flagging terrorism or other illegal activities. Structuring explains overlawyered.com is the federal criminal offense of splitting up bank accounts deposits so as to keep them under a threshold of 10 grand, which banks have to report transactions with the government. While being questioned, the sowers finally presented with a seizure order and advised that the feds had already emptied their bank account of 70 grand. The Department of Justice has since sued to keep 63,000 of their money, though they committed no crime other than maintaining their privacy. Without funds, they won't be able to make purchases for the spring planting. And when a similar action was taken against Taylor's produce stand last year, and you see them going after the little kids with the Kool-Aid stands, the kids now can't deposit over $10,000. They got to fill out the form too. And how do you know they don't have it? When a similar action was taken against Taylor's produce stand last year, the Fed seized $90,000. Dropped the charges and kept 45 grand of his money. Knowing that most farmers operate within a very thin margin, such abuse of power wipes out the family's income. And for a bonus, the feds enhance the monopoly power of Monsanto, Big Dairy, and their supply chain. And you know what? We were talking last night with some new legal immigrants who made it the legal way. And we happened to be commenting about the Mexican border. And it turns out that more Mexicans are going home than are coming in. There's been a reversal because things are better in Mexico than they are in the USA. I think we'll all be over there soon. So, you know, we agreed. We said now the government will put up a wall to keep the Mexicans from going back to Mexico. I mean, are you going to be able to go to a Greek restaurant without a Mexican cook? Are you going to be able to, what are you going to do for a gardener? Yeah, that's what I said. I said, deport them all, but not my gardener. Yeah, we're in trouble. This one is a real classic one here. Let's see what we got. You hear all those beeps coming in? Those are all emails from people that are fired up in the Tea Party. Senator James Inhofe took to the Senate floor to draw attention to a video of a top EPA official. If you haven't seen this, you got to see it. Saying the EPA's philosophy is to crucify and make examples of oil and gas companies, just as the Romans crucified random citizens in areas they conquered to ensure obedience. Yeah, and you got to see this guy. He never worked a day in his life. He went to a communist college. He learned how to screw America. And now he got a government job. And the first thing he wants to do is he wants to crucify the first five oil companies he comes across. And I got to tell you something about oil companies that you're not aware of. You probably own stock in one if you got a 401k that the government is watching right now. And unions have a 401k plan, and that stock like Exxon is in there because it's a moneymaker. So the same people that want to have a windfall profits tax on Exxon want to really have it on themselves. But here's the kicker. If the president of Exxon picked up the phone tomorrow and called the Sheikh Maktoum in Dubai and said, Sheikh, we want to incorporate in the UAE. What kind of deal could you give us if we come your way? And the Sheikh would say, I could give you 100 years, no taxes. I could make it very comfortable for you while you're here. I could see to it that you get cheap help. I could do anything you want, and just tell me. And that's what Exxon could do. And you know what? Exxon doesn't have to be here. You have to be here because you're required to take your car to the gas station and fill it up. Exxon don't pump the gas. Exxon doesn't have to be here. So think about that. While we're chasing all these industries out of the country, and we're still chasing them out, and Obama hasn't got the first idea how to run a lemonade stand. So having said that, let me see if I can come back and give you a tune. I do this all the time. Oh, this joint is jumping. This one is your grandfather's tune.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it see. Yeah. This is joint, boy. Yeah. Don't you hit that kick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean the joint is jumping. No time for talking. This place is walking, yeah. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I say the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig pee, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, my goodness. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Okay, that's what they did back in the 30s. There's something breaking tonight in news. I don't know if you caught it yet, but apparently one of the coroners that worked on Breitbart's, you know, when they checked him out at the morgue, has died of arsenic poisoning. Oh, man, I can't take it anymore. What's next? What's next? I'll give you a little heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Okay, so George Clooney is throwing a party for Obama, and the cover charge is $35,000. Oh, that must be the 1%. Yeah, unbelievable. Congressman Obama should remove Eric Holder. There's one here I seen. I saved it for you. I got to find it. 10 reasons to impeach Eric Holder. No, come on, come on. Show me, show me. Tag, Santorum could maneuver, Tom. Every time I look for this, I can't find it. One unit, check out the new Inquisition. Well, you want to hear about the new Inquisition? About the... against scientists? The new Inquisition against scientists who agree with theories that have the support of the government and tax dollars. So they're going to make it hard for anybody that... they're trying to muzzle everybody. I don't know if it's a Muslim muzzle. Here's a congressman who says Eric Holder should be removed. Abortion wars heat up. If you miss a single issue, forward to a friend. Congressman Obama should remove Eric Holder and just come clean. You know he ain't going to do that, man. He ain't going to do that. Mad cow Albright alert. Bolton alarmed over Pakistani nukes. Mad cow Albright alert. I turned on Fox this morning. There was Mad Albright selling her book. The first words out of her mouth is, "We have to bow to Islam. Not all Muslims are terrorists." She is doing her Dennis Kucinich impression. I'm shouting at the TV, "Lady, you're nuts. You have to be getting a real paycheck." Then I shouted, "Lady, you need to be on the WTC 80th floor watching the big plane landing on your desk." Yes, I remember this woman. Words of hatred and death to the infidel are more explosive. Jihadists are the deacons of Islam. They are Allah's soldiers of conversion to the one true religion. All other religions are false idol worship and must be purged so that Islam can stay pure. If the rulers of this Islamic government are generous, they will let you keep your head and keep your religion, but you must pay a tax. A jizya for worshiping Jesus. However, most of the Jews must be slaughtered, and that is why Iran is building a modern-day Holocaust ovens called nukes, knowing that the Palestinians will die also, but they don't care as long as they get the Jews. And that's what the Palestinians are the biggest fools in the world, because they're going up too. It is true that all Muslims are not terrorists. I know this one guy. But many contribute to it and sympathize with the methods. CARE is the Islamic ACLU. Fox used to expose them, but now Fox swallows its tongue. Soon O'Reilly's gear will include muzzles by Muslims. Just look at Mohammed Bloomberg blessing the pea kiosk overlooking holy American ground. Oh, Mohammed Bloomberg is going to have his hands full on May Day. I want to see how he handles it. He's going to handle it with a smooth poop. Yeah. Today our worst enemy is inside the gates. They are politicians who take perfume blood money from drug lords and terrorist nations. They weaken our defenses and strengthen enemy positions. They vote to burn the flag and kill American babies. Every day in America, over 1,200 American babies are chopped to pieces, and at the same time, 1,200 immigrants arrive at JFK to replace what we lose. They are better educated, clear-headed, goal-oriented, drug-free, and ready to go to work. One day, the American kids who drop out of high school at the rate of 7,000 a day will be their T-boy. Wake up, America. You're giving your country away. We gave it away, my friends. There's anger over a government edict. Some agricultural experts feel the Labor Department's proposed changes to regulation governing child labor laws will undermine a good work ethic instilled in youngsters by working on a farm. You know, Harry Truman had to step out of running for office. He had to walk away from his career to run a farm for his father, who could no longer handle it for 10 years, and then he came back and took a shot at government. Conservative attorney is outraged that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has ruled that federal law protects transgendered individuals from employment discrimination. Oh, man. We were discussing that, too, because there are sex change operations that go on for people that are in prison. And the question was, after the person has a sex change operation, what happens? Where do they go? Do they go back to the prison they came out of, or do they go to women's prison? I guess they go to women's prison, huh? Unbelievable. Abortion wars heat up. Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee's a nice guy, but Mike Huckabee pardoned the guy that killed four cops. Killed them all four at the same time. And we can't have that. And I do believe that we should definitely bring back the electric chair for child murder outside the womb. I do believe that. Like that girl that's missing tonight, her name is Isabella, and she's gone. And gone with her are the souls of her parents and any siblings that she had. Because you'll never be the same once you lose your own blood, your life's work. That was the day you looked forward to having a child, and then along comes somebody and tortures it. It's got to be the death penalty. I don't want to see that guy rotting in jail. Cost a lot of money to rot in jail. Give him express checkout. Guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. Lock and load, everybody. Or get 20 feet of rope and a horse. Oh, that's uncruel. You know, he could have had a bad upbringing. Yeah, well, now his upbringing time is over. And he gets express checkout. Here's a Kennedy who thinks that the prices of oil are not high enough. Oil is too cheap. You know, these Kennedys are an embarrassment. Did you see the one that they found on the steps of the Congress at 4 o'clock in the morning, stoned? And the nice policeman took him home? See what happens when they find you on the steps. And see what happens. See who takes you home. Yeah, he said he was going to Mexico. And right after he went in to vote at 4 o'clock in the morning. This one says he's a personal friend of Hugo Chavez, and he says that Americans can afford, the poor can afford to pay more for gas. He's a Democrat. He's always looking out for the poor people. And then we've got CARE demanding that the New York Police Commissioner Kelly, who may run for the mayorship, resign because he is profiling Muslims who blow up things. You know, just because he's got C4 doesn't mean that he intends to use it. Oh, Ken knows why Senator Durbin is wrong. Durbin should get the electric chair. He accused the U.S. Marine Corps of being murderers. So, while we're at it, please sign the letter to Congress about the FBI counterterrorism training materials that good old Dick Durbin requested be changed. He needs to be taken care of, too, lined up with the rest of them. I guess that's in it, you know, you line them up and you identify them. Last week, we launched an open letter to select congressional chairman expressing opposition to proposed changes to the FBI counterterrorism training materials. Changes that appear to have been asked for by Senator Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin is the biggest traitor in Illinois. He's one of the biggest traitors in the country. He also votes to kill kids, and he voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. He shouldn't be allowed in office at all. The best job he could get would be, in the real world, would be cleaning animal cages. Yeah. Obama's three most dangerous lies. Let's see what that says. Just a quick message to let you know that 69 Obama lies is being printed and headed to a bindery right now. Going to have to do more than a bindery. This guy got 10 million more votes than McCain last time he ran. Electoral voted McCain 3-1. We didn't have a chance. We were the little bighorn boys. We're all up the fat lady's burka. This guy is too smug. Give you a hey baby. Like that's our show for tonight, folks. Say a little prayer for your country. We're in trouble. A little more religion, a little less perversion. Porno wood rules. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. I had one blog I wanted to read to you. If I find it, I'll read it to you real quick. It was about donating to charity. And it was very important. It tells you how much the president of the Red Cross makes, and it tells you how much United Way makes, Like the president of Red Cross, I think, made like $700,000 and a year, and the United Way, the guy made $1.2 million, and then they listed a few others, and then they came down to the Salvation Army, and the president of the Salvation Army or the general of the Salvation Army made $13,000 last year. So if you want to help somebody, help the Salvation Army. And I'll tell you something. You ask anybody that served in World War II who treated them the best, at the Red Cross or the Salvation Army, and they'll tell you that the Salvation Army used to give them coffee and donuts for free, and the Red Cross used to charge them and tell them, you don't need the money where you're going. Have a nice night.